I'm Dan Damon in for John Hockenberry all this week. You're listening to The Takeaway with me and Celeste Headlee. Stubbornly high unemployment, one of the factors holding back a recovery from the Great Recession. Fewer people working, less spending, less power in the economy, of course. So how has your career changed since the Great Recession, and what are you doing to get by? Some of you have called in, told us about unemployment spells. Others have said they really couldn't be more than happy, or more happy than in their current employment. A number of you spoke about another issue there, and that's pay cuts. And we're joined by two people with really interesting personal stories. Mike, who's a listener and a firefighter from Miami, Florida, and Kirsten Youth, who's also a listener and a small business owner from Charlotte in North Carolina. And thanks, both of you, for joining us on The Takeaway. Mike, tell us about how you're getting by and how hard it's being. You've had your pay cut.
Yes, sir. I'm a firefighter down here in South Florida, and we've taken pay cuts every year for the past 3 years, and October will be our fourth pay cut. We've taken huge, huge pay cuts. The biggest one was in 2010. On the bottom end, we've taken about 24% pay cut. On the top end, some of our guys, our captains or whatnot, we're taking close to 40% pay cuts.
Right, so you've lost around about a quarter of your income.
I wish that was it. You see, 3 years ago, I took about 11%. 2 years ago, I lost about 24%. Last year, I lost kind of pay to the back end, retirement benefit type pay. And this year, there's already talk of October, about another 10% pay cut. So at this point, I've been on the job for about 6 years or so. I'm making less than when I got hired initially. And, you know, although I'm extremely, extremely grateful to be working and I love my job very, very much, you can imagine it's very difficult to make ends meet, you know, make ends meet like this.
Well, you love your job, but you're doing something about getting another one. We'll hear about that in just a second. That's Mike, who's in Miami, Florida, a firefighter, and I can't do the sums, but he's lost a lot of money over the last few years. We know that. And Kirsten Youth, you own your own business. Is that a recipe for a happy life?
It is in general. I do love being a business owner. You know, there's a lot of flexibility and freedom in that. But at the same time, we have babies.
Yeah, I can tell. Yes.
It gives you the freedom to take care of infants, right?
That's right. But at the same time, you know, we have a lot of families that are dependent on us. And so last year when it really got down to the wire and we had to make choices, we took the pay cuts ourselves.
What is your business?
We're in the medical transcription business. We're United Transcription in Charlotte.
So what you had to do was to cut your own salary in order to keep people going.
Correct. So that we didn't lose support staff and things like that. We cut my husband and I in the business together, so we cut our own salaries.
And is it work? Can you see that it's having the effect, or are you worried that even despite that sacrifice, in the end, things may not last?
No, I think it's worked. You know, we certainly got through the worst of last year, and we're in an upswing now. Things are very positive for the current year. So we made it, and you know, we tightened our belts and just had to get down to making sure that we put all the energy that we could into rebuilding.
Well, that's admirable that you actually stuck it out. You took that cut yourself. You kept people on, and you can see the business building back again. Mike, you've decided that firefighting, when they keep cutting your pay, is not the future for you, despite how much pleasure you get from it. What are you doing now?
I'm currently in school pursuing continuing education. I'm trying to become a nurse. At this point, I'm hoping it'll be just supplemental pay. I can try and work off duty and supplement some of the pay I've lost. But, you know, it's very difficult to go and work a second job when we're working for the fire department 24 hours at a time. And we're extremely busy. You know, we are. We provide emergency medical services because we're not just firefighters.
Sure, and actually that's a difference between firefighters in Britain and here. They have minimum first aid. Well, they have good first aid, but they're not paramedicals. You are, aren't you?
Yes, sir. We are all firefighter paramedics. Well, I'm sorry, the vast majority of us are firefighter paramedics, and I take great great pride in saying we're very, very good at what we do. Having said that, we are also very, very, very busy. And, you know, none of us are afraid to work. You know, a lot of our firefighters have second jobs. And I too, in 2010, when we took the big cut, you know, I was doing a lot of work on boats, fiberglassing and detailing and that kind of stuff to try and make up the pay. You know, we're not afraid to work hard or work second jobs. It's just, it's difficult when you work 24 hours, don't get any sleep, and then have to put in 8 to 10 hours at a second job the next day. It takes a toll on you.
Indeed, and it increases the risk of what you're doing, because what you're doing is dangerous. Kirsten Youth in North Carolina, what's your message then for people who are struggling, who've had to take pay cuts? Is it hold on?
Well, I think we don't have any choice but to hold on. That you know, that changes is slowly coming to our economy, and yeah, the message at least for us was that, you know, we just buckled down and we cut where we needed to cut and just persevered. The I think from the employer standpoint, you know, people should remember too that employers are struggling too. That we're not all big corporations that are greedily sucking up profits. That over the past couple of years, in a lot of cases, for a lot of small businesses, there haven't been huge profits. And that, you know, as business owners, if the company, you know, it's just a balancing act to keep the company going and be able to hire and keep your own household running.
Kirsten, thanks very much. That's Kirsten Youth. She runs a small business in the medical sector in Charlotte, North Carolina. And you heard as well from Mike. He's a firefighter. He's in Miami, Florida. And he's trying to get another job, but working as a firefighter and getting the education he needs. That's proving hard. You can give us your take on this, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post a comment at thetakeaway.org.